Visiting today with Colin Johnson, who is a swine field specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach as part of our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine. Colin, let's just start off our conversation talking a little bit kind of what your role is. I'm sure there's a lot that goes into it, but being a swine field specialist.
Sure. So, well, thanks for your opportunity to visit. I work as a swine field specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and within agriculture and natural resources under extension. We have various field specialists covering the different commodities per se in agriculture production and other concerns and issues. So, but from a swine standpoint, I'm working with producers and allied industry integrators all the way from I guess you'd say from breeding on up to where it hits your plate, and all things pork.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, your background a little bit, where you're from, kind of what got you interested and kind of developed a passion for doing this?
Yeah, so that's a unique question given your listening base and the base there in Marion County. But I'm from Wapello County, I actually reside there as well now. And I would say from an extension influence standpoint, you know, 4-H was an early introduction to extension activities. And a gentleman by the name of Dale Euling, who actually happened to start his career as an extension specialist, a county director in Marion County, spent the latter part of his career in Wapello County, actually retired in Wapello County Extension and became the mayor of Ottumwa later on here. But just a very, very agricultural person, led me to a lot of leadership opportunities within 4-H and some other things. So I think that was big. The other piece just tied me to the pork industry was growing up on a fair to finish operation. My father gave me a lot of responsibilities within that particular part of the farm. So, you know, tending the sows, feeding and tending in the farrow house and nurseries and so forth. So just really integrated. I like that dynamic. The pig is such a fast-growing animal. You see a lot of change, as well as the breeding activity is dynamic, and so and it's a good product at the end of the day that we produce too. So and I was just the right place to do it. So many great things about the people and the industry here.
Yeah, and you mentioned the state of Iowa, and with the state of Iowa swine being such a huge a resource here. And can you kind of put into perspective a little bit how significant the swine industry is in the state of Iowa?
Oh, my. You and I've been around the world, either consulting and worked in Europe as well in the industry and see what happens there. But think about the fact that one state out of 50, 30% of the pigs are right here within our borders. And there are certain areas of the state that are even further concentrated, maybe not so much here in South Central Iowa per se. But the packing industry sits here. The base of it has always been the land resources, the corn, the soybeans, the fertile ground that we've got there. When we put 70% of the pig's diet is based on corn and soy meal. And so, or even more at the growing, in the growing stages of that. So we feed that grain through the pig. We call them mortgage lifters back in the early part of the century, and they would pay for a farm. We walk the grain off of the farm through the pig, and we produce protein for the world. What better way to do that than feeding livestock? And so, and then we've got that great resource that comes out of the back end of the pig, and that gold manure, right, that fertilizer that we put back to grow another growing crop. It goes into other uses too. So it's just a truly sustainable system. And again, we've just got a great tradition built here. We've got the resources of the people that know how to do it, the land base, and again, that packing processing industry that's stationed around the state as well.
You know, at this, you know, in 2025 right now, kind of where we're at in the swine industry, is there any specific, if any, kind of major topics of discussion or major issues in regards to swine that are being brought up?
Well, I'd say easily three pieces, and it's kind of been a continual issue, not just within the pork industry, but in ag and some of it's all industries. One of those is labor availability. Is a little bit constrained at times, and getting talented labor taking care of livestock and even working particularly in the packing processing industry. The other thing, and we do a lot of work in extension and at Iowa State from either a research standpoint and education, and that's regards of health, disease, components, biosecurity is so critical to not just the pork industry, but I mean, everybody is concerned about the price of their eggs. That's totally a health and biosecurity concern as far as avian influenza, not impactful to the pork industry, but there's other, what I call it, endemic or everyday present pathogens, diseases in our environment. And then as well, Lord willing, it never comes to the shores of the United States, but all the foreign animal diseases, they're impacting other countries, you know, based out of China and so forth, African swine fever and whatnot, that we have a great deal of effort about protecting our industry. And then thirdly, profitability. Looks like we're in a little bit of a profitable time potentially coming into this year of 2025, but we've got a lot of recovery to do here in recent years. So whether that's production costs or whether that's just the impact of what we can sell pork for and the concern of potential tariffs to agriculture as well.
You know, looking at your territory of kind of where you serve as your role, you know, farthest north of Marshall County, but kind of serving that southern central part of Iowa, is there any in the state, is there much differential in the swine industry in southern Iowa as opposed if you got to northern Iowa?
Well, I think the main thing is if you look at integrated production or company-owned and controlled production and contract growers, you have a different group in different regions of the state. So there's a different culture around that. Here in our area, South Central Iowa, our density of pork production isn't as strong. Maybe I'd say my counties such as Mahaska, Marshall, even a little bit of Marion, and then very South Central Iowa has some sow base there. But closer we get to Central Iowa and the metro, niche production, those operations that are raising for a unique local market, something that's got a story behind it, whether it's a unique heritage breed, whether it's just a local locker sales or direct off the farm, probably has a little bit more potential when you get that base of populations closer to the Des Moines metro and some other areas. So that's a unique opportunity. Of course, youth or exhibition pigs are scattered throughout the country too. So there's a educational opportunity certainly needed there.
Well, Colin, Donna, before we close up our conversation, any final thoughts from you about, you know, the swine industry, not just here in Marion County, but throughout Iowa, and also if anybody wants more information on pork here in the state?
Yeah, so the Iowa Pork Industry Center is kind of what I would call the hub or the umbrella of all things swine for Iowa State University, whether that's teaching, research, and or extension. So I would encourage folks, if you're interested in any issues, whether it's getting into production, growing production, have concerns about how your pork is produced and even the meat quality components to it, plenty of resources there. You can contact me through that website at the Iowa Pork Industry Center, as well as access a lot of other specialists and topics through that. But we do a lot of partnership as well with some of the other entities within the state, Iowa Pork Producers Association, National Pork Board, are both based in Des Moines. So wonderful partners. Their checkoff dollars go to support education and research too. So those are phenomenal resources to be available to us.
That's Colin Johnson, a swine field specialist from Iowa State University Extension of Outreach, joining us on our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine. Thanks, Colin.